It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush one more time. Good news, folks. John Rush will be back tomorrow for Fix It and Drive Radio starting at, I believe it's 9 a.m. Is that correct, Charlie? 9 a.m. But I have a guest today who's going to join me for the entire hour. Anil Mathai. Mathai. I'm so used to saying Mathai. I don't know why.
Don't worry.
Anil Mathai. How are you doing, sir?
I am well, Andy. Thanks for the invite here.
It is wonderful to have you. You know, Anil, you see these Democrat protesters downtown and how they'll catch Republicans in a car and they'll open their car door and they'll drag the Republican out into the streets and they'll beat the Republican. I don't do that. I just drag you out of your car and make you host for an hour. Yeah. So, you know, it's not nearly as painful, but it's a lot more work.
No, it's enjoyable. I know it's enjoyable. So thank you so much for the invite, you know.
It's great to have you. What have you been up to, sir?
Working back here in Denver, working and trying to take care of family. And that's basically it. Always involved in politics in some angle. So
awesome. Well, I know we're going to talk most of or all of this entire hour about Colorado.
Sure.
And the Republican Party, because people are looking at this like it's a lost state. OK, like it can never come back. We can never move red again. It's hopeless. I don't believe that.
No, I mean, there's always hope. I mean, you know, first as Christians, there's hope first in the Lord, you know.
Yep.
And so I'm involved in an inner city church teaching on different topics. And so there's always hope. But the thing is, we need to get our vision straight. We need to focus. And I think if that gets lined up, I think there's successes here for Colorado.
I agree, sir. I agree. And we're going to have a lot of fun talking because you have a lot of great ideas and what we should be doing. And also, you have a really good take on what has happened to the party here in this state. And folks, just so you know, in case you're thinking there's no hope, we just picked up several seats, House seats in California.
In Orange County, you know, and Orange County took them back, you know, so, and across California. So it's just a great thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll start talking about that in the next segment. But first, yesterday's impossible question. 9% of people say this is stressing them out the most. Charlie and I struggled with this because 9%, I didn't even know what to guess. Do you have any guess? What's stressing them out the most?
Paying the bills?
See, that's what we thought, but I think that's probably 91%. So the other 9% is helping kids with their homework.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Can anybody out there, can you do your kids' homework? Let me ask that. Can you actually go to that young person who you get help from to, you know, do your phone and your DVD player and all this kind of stuff? Can you go to them and actually help them with their homework? Can you do that? DVD. Okay. Who has a DVD player? What are they now? Streaming. I actually still use a DVD player.
Same here.
And I stream. I do it both, but I like having that big rack of DVDs at home and stuff like that. I enjoy that, Charlie. What are you looking at me like that for? Okay, so helping kids with their homework, yeah, I guess that'd be frightening.
Yeah.
Because then your kid knows how dumb you are.
Well, maybe we probably forgot things, you know, at that time. It's not, you know, it's stressful on the parent because you got to recall some of the stuff that you don't really use on a day-to-day basis, so.
I was public schooled, so I actually never learned anything. So the forgetting was never really a big deal. Okay, math is very different today, says Charlie. Yeah, back then it was absolute. Nowadays, it doesn't really matter. How do you feel about this answer? Does this answer feel socially conscious? That's what I want to know. Okay, let's look at today's impossible question. 35% of couples say they argue less because they don't share this. Do you argue with your wife a lot? She wins, doesn't she?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, 35% of couples say they argue less because they don't share this. Any guess? Charlie says a vehicle. That's a very good answer. That is a very good answer. Okay, so Charlie says a vehicle. You got anything in there?
Bathroom sink.
Anil says the bathroom sink. That's very good. That is extremely good. See, my wife hasn't allowed me to use it for years, so I wouldn't know. We don't have to really worry about sharing it. Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with money because we're talking 35% of people. So I would think, you know, a lot of people, they separate their money. We don't. Yeah. Ours are totally intertwined, and I actually kind of like that. Yeah. But I've just known a good number of couples who they don't share their money.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Let's have that be our guesses. If you have a guess, answer now on the KLZ 560 Facebook page and let us know why you think 35% of couples say they argue less. What don't they share? Okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some Colorado politics. Sound good?
Sounds great. Yeah.
All right. But first, Extreme Auto Repair is next. Hey, folks, it's winter. It's time to get new tires. At Extreme, they have Cooper tires at cost with an additional, get this, $50 off select tires right now. So you still get them at cost plus 50 off. Just go to klzradio.com or call Extreme Auto at 303-841-1071. Mention Rush to Reason and get Cooper tires at cost plus that extra $50 off. Extreme Auto Repair.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Ascent Health Centers, Dr. Julie Markiel at Ascent Health Centers would love to help you with your health needs. If you're looking for an immunity boost when it comes to COVID, she's got a vital immune pack, and there's a great deal right now. $300 off 12 visits with their chiropractic package. You know that's going to feel good. By the way, this makes for a great gift idea at Christmas time, folks. Just in case you're wondering, what do I get people? Call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Markiel of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Novus Auto Glass. Hey, Anil, when does that chip on your windshield become a crack? Does it happen at the best time, the most convenient time, or the worst time?
The worst time.
Always the worst time when you're busiest, right?
Yes.
Then you get that huge crack and you don't want to look through it, and it's like having two windshields. I hate that. So get ahead of it and contact Novus Auto Glass. With cutting-edge technology, they're fast, friendly, and ready to take care of smart people like you. People who think ahead. Contact Novus Autoglass, that's N-O-V-U-S, at rushreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Autoglass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Whether you're preparing for your next big game hunt or your next waterfowl adventure, or hey, maybe it's time to go cast a line. Whether you're an experienced angler, hunter, or novice, Sportsman of Colorado Radio has all the information you need to make the most of your time in the great outdoors. This is Scott Watley. On Sportsman of Colorado Radio, we offer a variety of hunting and fishing experts, outfitters, guns, ammo, and archery specialists to keep hunters, anglers, and outdoorsmen informed of techniques, products, gear, conservation news, and the upcoming seasons. Tune in to Sportsman of Colorado Radio Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush one more day, but he's going to be back tomorrow for Drive Time and Fix It, and he will be back on Monday bringing reason back to Rush to Reason. Sitting in with me right now is Anil Mathai. And Anil, we lost in Colorado big this time, and I know that's kind of expected. It's a blue state. I get that. But there was a national red wave.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of a few key counties, which I'm going to talk about more in the 5 o'clock hour, mm-hmm. but outside of a few key counties where there was rampant voter fraud, and you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We're talking Atlanta, we're talking Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Detroit, Milwaukee, Nevada, a few places like that. Outside of those, Republicans dominated nationwide. I think it was the Cook Report that said there were 27 toss-up races going into this election.
Mm-hmm.
Thus far, Republicans won all 27.
That's correct.
Okay, so Republicans won 27 out of 27
mm-hmm.
nationwide of the toss-ups. They even picked off a couple that we weren't expected to get, and they closed the gap tremendously in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it looks like we could still possibly hold the Senate, which I didn't think was possible because, as you know, Anil, you're a very political guy. You look into these things. It was a terrible Senate map for us this year. There were way more Republicans up than Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
We may still hold the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. Why did Colorado go even bluer? I mean, the margins opened up even further than mm-hmm. they had in the past mm-hmm. by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, my personal thoughts are Cory Gardner didn't help the race. There was really no excitement behind it. It's when you force some people to, well, just because he has an R behind his name, et cetera, you know, as soon as the election night occurred, it was just immediately, okay, let's all throw our support behind Hickenlooper. You have to have an exciting candidate. The president can only do so much. And so that's kind of where we're at, is we people have lost excitement in our candidates. And that's one part of a bigger issue.
You know? Well, how about that with the president? Because there are people saying, well, Trump. I could, with 2018, I can understand them saying that because Trump had a terrible year nationwide. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay. And that's often true with the, you know, the first midterm of a president. Mm-hmm. And Trump was also extremely unpopular in Colorado. He's much more popular in the Midwest and the South. Every president has their areas where mm-hmm. they play well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you could say that, but we had far worse margins than 2018, and Trump was much more popular in Colorado this year than he was that time,
mm-hmm.
and yet the margins got worse. Do you really think that Trump made things worse in 2020 than they were in 2018 for Colorado?
Well, I mean, I look at data here. I mean, from 2014, we had 966,000 registered Republicans. Of course, the state is growing. You have a higher exponential number of unaffiliateds and Democrats. We got that.
Sure.
But just on the Republican side, in 2014, we had 966,000. When the president ran, we had 1,031,000. That was 65,000 extra Republicans during his election. In 2018, because he wasn't running, et cetera, we lost 35,000 Republicans in 2018, 996,000. And then guess again, this year, there's an additional 31,000 Republicans, people that registered as Republicans this year, to 1,027,000. So for those who say that Trump is causing our demise, that's not the case at all. I mean, look at the numbers itself. The registration within the Republicans shot up when he ran for president.
Well, and also, Anil, if he caused our demise, why didn't he cause the demise of those 27 toss-up seats?
Of course, of course.
Why didn't we lose the Senate by a mile? As you know, I mean, what do we have? Out of 33 Senate seats that were up, I think 23 of them were Republican.
Yeah.
Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get clobbered in the Senate like we should have?
We did well, with the exception of Georgia coming up. We did well across the board, and to the point where the Democrats, like one or two days afterwards, the congressional Democrats were having a civil war back in D.C., and they were blaming the squad and others for their demise. And so, if the president dragged everyone down, then everyone would have went down. But that's not the case. And that's why this whole election integrity issue is extremely important, because when I was looking at the elections that night with these multiple states here, especially Pennsylvania, my home state, and all of a sudden, I'm from Philadelphia. I know the county. I know how corrupt
it is. You're a Philly boy? I didn't know that.
I'm a Philly boy. My parents are in Philadelphia. And I know exactly. I sense something is not right. No one stops elections. You have even Democrat California.
Stop the voting in the middle of the night and tell people to go home?
No.
You and I have both been involved here in Colorado with having those votes, getting them churned in. I oversaw all the poll watchers in 2018.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of the votes stopping.
Yes.
The tabulation stopping for an extended period of time.
Yes.
And then people walking out and then starting back up again, and suddenly monstrous hauls of votes for the Democrat coming in.
Yes, and that's where it's extremely problematic, and regardless of people's positions or one way or the other, I do believe seriously we have an election integrity issue, and that has to be fought now, because if it's not going to be fought now, it's over, Andy. I truly believe it's over, because those who corrupt the system will exactly use the same system to win. So I think here in Colorado, when people blame the president, that the numbers don't even add up in that direction. And on top of that, you got a firebrand, which she's an amazing, amazing person from the Western Slope, and also covers Pueblo. Her CD of 4, I think, is her district. Lauren Boebert, and she won.
Yay!
And so people before the election were trying to say Trump's going to cost us the state. Well, how did she not lose? She won. And she was true to the message and is amazing, standing with the principle. And I think that's what Republicans in this state want, is people who will stand by the principles. But the problem is the establishment. I call them rhinos. People hate that. I now call them Dem rhinos. They listen to the consultants, because the consultants make money. And at the end of the day, Cory Gardner lost. His campaign team made so much money. And we now are suffering. The taxpayers suffer every single day, every year in this state, unless we get back to our principles and fight for them courageously.
You know, one thing, Anil, that frustrates me with the consultants, and by the way, there are some very good ones.
Yeah,
there are some good ones, some nice ones. We've seen all kinds.
Sure.
It's like any other business.
Sure.
You have good and bad. But I've known a number of consultants. I've met with them. I've yet to meet one of them who, if you ask them to, could go out and win someone's vote. If you ask them to, they could go out and talk to an independent and convince them that they want to vote red. I have yet to meet one who was an effective communicator, an effective messenger, and able to change the vision for their candidate to one that's going to inspire people, rather than just roll the candidate out and say, here's my family, here's my qualifications, here's this, all the stuff that bores people to death. I have yet to meet one who coaches people to inspire and to win them.
People follow leaders. They feel they follow people who are courageous and principled. Without that, they don't really they won't invest their time in basically losers. And what has happened is we have not solidified our base. We have not stood on our principles. We're dying off fast speed. I've been a county chairman in Adams County since 2015 to 2019. I know exactly how the party politics works. I was a vice chair before that. For 2 years. I've been a national delegate twice. I've said since the beginning, watch out, stand on principle. And guess what? We had a former Colorado State Republican chairman, Ryan Call, who endorsed Joseph Biden for president.
That was horrible.
Yeah, but that he. But the thing is, he
absolutely
ran,
horrible.
He ran the party. I warned people then about him. I warned people. But what happens here is, Andy, is the party needs to get back to county leaders who will stand on the Constitution and our platform. Majority do not. I'm really shocked, especially with the smaller counties, because what happens is, oh, you know, they'll say, oh, Cory Gardner's coming. We, you know, you got to stand up and stand on principle. And that's the way we return our party back in this state. And we win. People want principled people who are willing to fight. Right now, the Republicans across the nation are having a serious problem because you have Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, these states that are Republican legislatures. And Pennsylvania's legislature just said, folded today. And so what happens, the Republicans don't understand. If they do not stand up on principle and fight, we are going to have Whig number two. And what that means is Whig party died off.
W-H-I-G.
Right. And we're going to have that. I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I'm telling you, that I've said it for years. This is what happens. People don't listen, or they do listen, and if they do listen, we win. If they don't listen, we die off.
Can we take a look for a moment at Ryan Call? Because, folks, I'm a Liberty guy, and Neil, you're a Liberty guy. I get that. And so some people might hear this and say, yeah, but you guys are from the far right of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking everybody to be just like us. Mm-hmm. It's not like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're simply asking them to be us, as in part of the team.
Yes.
You can't go forward if you're not part of the team. Let's take a look for a moment at what Ryan Call endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just say, well, you know, I'm not going to vote for Trump. He didn't just do that. No. He endorsed Joe Biden. So Ryan Call, wherever you are, you endorsed tax-funded abortions up until the day of birth. You didn't just endorse the pro-choice side.
Mm-hmm.
There are pro-choice Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro-life, but there are pro-choice ones.
Mm-hmm.
No. You endorsed extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You endorsed radical socialism. You endorsed universal health care, Ryan, the thing that you fought against tooth and nail. You endorsed a lot of these things, and I'm looking at some of the more establishment types in our party here in Colorado. And by the way, there are some wonderful people in those groups
mm-hmm.
who work so hard in mm-hmm. the elections, and they worked hard for Trump, Anil. They did.
I know.
But I'm looking at them, and I'm saying, maybe you shouldn't be so quick to trust the leaders on your side of the Republican Party. And maybe you should at least look at them and say, what we're asking is you will never, ever, ever abandon the team.
I fully agree, Andy. And one of the things the Republican voters need to do is really, I would encourage them to study our platform and the Constitution. I think what's happening here is that we're getting swayed here across the board and not really understanding what we're believing anymore. We need to get back to those principles. In Adams County, when I was there, I actually vetted candidates, and I got opposition because of that. But I vetted them to the Constitution and the platform, at least with a paper saying, look, tell me you support to sign this. I did that. I was the only county chairman out of 64 counties in 2015 to thank three congressmen in Colorado, Republicans, who voted against the stimulus bill, $1.1 trillion spending in 9 months. The only county chairman. And at the same time, I publicly rebuked Senator Cory Gardner and Congressman Mike Kaufman. We need people who have a steel spine who will fight for our principles. People also have to understand, you just mentioned Ryan Call. In 2018, I was taken to court on a false temporary restraining order charge by an individual from Adams County. She brought that up. Her attorney at the second meeting was Ryan Call. My attorney at the time, a godly woman, a patriot, is the one defending the president today, Jenna Ellis. And so this people have to understand what really goes on in party politics is brutal. And most people, that's why most people give up. They don't want to get involved because it's all about, in the Republican Party of Colorado today, it's about power and money. They don't care about platform conservative principles or so. So that's why you're going to have continued bleeding of members. You're going to have continued bleeding of donations. I can look at this 2020 GOP state party, how much they raised, $208,000 in 2020 in an election year.
That's horrible.
That's the numbers that were on Tracer. And all of this, anyone can go to Colorado Tracer and find out what people donate to, what candidates make, committees, and all this other stuff. And millions of dollars went to the consultants. And so, in general, what I'm trying to tell people is there is hope, but we have to get back to principles, and we need courageous people with a steel spine who's willing to fight like our president.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of our president, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about what he has done to the Republican Party and what that means for the Republican Party going forward, both here in Colorado and nationally. Mm-hmm. Sound good?
It sounds great, yeah.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on Rush to Reason. But first, Franktown Firearms is next. You know, with COVID, a lot of us just aren't getting out, right? Anil, we're not going out. I'm
trying to do as much as I can outside.
I know, so am I, but I know a lot of more people aren't.
It's a little bit more restrictive.
Well, we're not getting out, and that means we may not get to the range enough, so our shooting skills get rusty.
I got
to
get back,
I know, there you go. Well, practice, people. Get a membership at Franktown, and you can get a discount on your initiation fee at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Okay, Purefoy Chevrolet, if you're looking to buy a car, you've picked a great time because Purefoy is clearing out their 2020s. I was looking them over yesterday, and they have big markdowns. Just go to purefoychevrolet.com, scan through their deals, then give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, a lot of us find purpose in our jobs, but what about finding purpose in retirement? Well, that's easier to do when Al Smith from Golden Eagle helps plan how we save our retirement money, then use it to its fullest potential. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com. Let Al Smith help you find your financial purpose.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush one more time. He'll be back tomorrow morning, and he'll be back on Rush to Reason on Monday. Joining me now, Anil Mathai, after I dragged him out of his car and made him co-host for an hour. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing great. I enjoy it.
This is healing.
I'm fine. It's good.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Okay. You know, Anil, before we get into Trump and the party, I want to talk about you for a moment. A lot of people have always viewed you as a conservative firebrand in the party, and they see us Liberty Tea Party types as divisive. Mm-hmm. And we can be at times. Mm-hmm. I think both sides can be divisive.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say something about you. I've never seen you that way. I haven't seen you demanding everybody be your kind of Republican. Mm-hmm. I've only seen you demanding they be Republican.
Mm-hmm. All the time. I mean, for me, it's, you know, we're not robots. We all have our differences. We have our passions. We have our interests. We want to make America great. We do. And we love, you know, I've been a Republican since age 18. I registered as a Republican in Philadelphia, out of all places. My whole family was Democrat. My favorite governor was a conservative Democrat, Robert Casey, pro-life Irish Catholic, good guy.
Yeah, I remember him.
Good man. And it was, remember, it was Casey versus Planned Parenthood that almost took down Planned Parenthood. And so, 1992. So, I wanted, you know, we're not robots. We have differences of opinion, and that's fine. We want to have civil discussions, and we're going to be passionate about it. But at the end of the day, why I am a Republican is because I stand on the platform, the conservative platform. That's what I look at. What does this party exist? Why do they exist? What do they stand for? A lot of people don't understand that, or don't know that the Republican Party was created because of slavery and also because of polygamy. And so if you go back and do understand the research there, and their first candidate was in 1860, his name was Abraham Lincoln. And so understand that it was social conservative positions that started the Republican Party. And it was the social leftist at that time positions that killed the Whig Party, according to their platform. Their platform I liked. It was 10 simple things, but they never dealt with slavery and they never dealt with other issues.
You know, I'm going to tell you one big difference in my view between social conservatism and social liberalism. And this will be the opposite of what people think.
Mm-hmm.
Social conservatism doesn't force everybody to live that way.
That's right.
Social liberalism mm-hmm. forces everybody to be a social liberal. If you're not, we're going to ban you on Facebook and on Twitter. We are going to shut you down as a speaker at CU. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, we're going to come into your homes and tell you how many people you can have over at Christmas.
Yeah.
A social liberal
yeah.
wants to control they want to control your life.
Yeah.
But a social conservative, they want to control their own life, not yours.
That's right.
But there's nothing wrong with having values that say, hey, human life is sacred.
That's right.
Can we at least look at the science of the unborn before saying we can just, you know, clean them away so we don't have to deal with our circumstances? There's nothing wrong with social conservatism. I'm a social conservative. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people look at it and think that it is dividing our party. I don't think it is at all.
No, I mean, one of the greatest documents I love is the Declaration of Independence. When Thomas Jefferson wrote that, and we know that key phrase there, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you don't have life, you don't have liberty. Forget liberty. It's not there, you know. And so that's where all of our social, our values as people, we respect people, whether we disagree or agree, we respect people. So I think with the Republican Party, our platform is there. It's solid. It helps all Americans. It helps all Coloradans. But we just need to stand up and educate people and fight for them. And then I think we can we will grow. But until that happens, basically, without a vision, the Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. There's no vision in the Republican Party. And I think that there's items that we can do to create that vision.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Republican Party and Trump. You know, you got these kind of never Trump types, but also just a lot of the more moderate types who are saying, okay, now that Trump's gone, we can go back to business as usual. We can go back to being the Republican Party of old. Do you see that happening? Do you ever see the Republican Party going back to what it was?
No. We're done. I mean, the thing here is if we don't come back to our platform and have firebrands like the president elected, I'm still praying that all this fraud would be caught across the board, because if this is what's happening, Republicans are selling him out. The traditional or the establishment people, they're selling him out. The legislature in Pennsylvania today didn't take the cases of fraud moving forward.
Was unbelievable, by the way. The evidence was an avalanche.
Of course it was. And so the thing here is we are having a separation here between those who are for America and those who are for against America. I got no disrespect against Joe Biden. I know him from when he was in Delaware. He was in the Philadelphia market, Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia. I remember he was on different stations. I got nothing against him, but that man is not for America. I'm going to say it in this context. He's for China. And this whole thing really is an amazing situation. We are in an interesting time period as a nation that if we can't fight for election integrity at this point, we don't have months. We got to do it now. We are going to have serious problems later on in our country.
All right. Let me look at a few of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see the Republican Party throwing away the love of the wall and border security now that Donald Trump has emblazoned it in our hearts. I mean, do you really see the party going away from that?
No, Donald, and since this is what kind of gets me irritated here. People call him a racist. He's not a racist. And I'm a minority person saying this. I was in Tijuana on business just a month and a half ago. Great people on the Mexican side. They're our neighbors. We have these relationships. We have to just understand we have relationships. They're our neighbors. But when each one of us has a house, we don't leave our doors open or our gates open. There's a level of respect. And so the point here is that our relationships have frayed because that fence was crossed over, or someone comes into our house and these kind of issues. And Donald Trump, all he's doing is doing what's right, protecting our borders. And so this is not a race issue or anything else. It's a national sovereignty issue. Without borders, we have no nation.
I agree. We're not going back on that. And before we move on, Parker in Golden has a comment. Parker, how you doing?
Hey, I just had a few thoughts. I was wondering why we have to keep focusing on Trump. It looks like each day the light is dimmer on Trump. We should probably be talking about 2022 and gearing up for that.
That's a good question. Let me answer that. It's because, first of all, the election isn't over, and I think that these lawsuits are very useful to bring out all the voter fraud and all the ways of voter fraud so we can look at those things going forward. Secondly, we're not talking so much about Trump, Parker. We're talking about what he has created in the party in terms of policies and issues. Wouldn't that be right?
I totally agree. And I will also want to ask, just say I wouldn't think about 2022. I've said for so many years now, focus on the local elections. 2021, who's going to take over your city council and mayor seats? Who's going to take over your school boards? That's where the Democrats have basically the powers. That's how the monies get circulated back and forth into their parties. It's the local elections. The local school boards are extremely important. If Republicans focused on the local elections, we'd win the state and other areas. But our thing is we want to look at the governor's race. Governor can do nothing. You need a strong legislature. You can't have a strong legislature until the people know exactly what you're going to stand for. And the best way to do it is at the local level. For years, that's what we focused on in Adams County. We continue to push forward at the time. Strong school board and others. In fact, this year, and I give so much credit to my Joanne Windhorst, the chairwoman right now. The Secretary of State's office, you can look at Tracer, asked, are you going to opt in? Because if you get involved in local elections, the county party has to, file more paperwork right. And filings in an odd year. And Joanne courageously said, yes, we're going to opt in. And that's a great thing. When the county parties and local Republicans get involved in the local elections, that's where the growth and the power happens and people see what we are in truth. But not someone, you send someone to D.C., yeah, that's important in one sense, but the local election. So forget 2022. Focus on 2021.
Yeah. We're basically, Parker, we're not saying it's all about Trump, but we are talking about the impact Trump has had. Trump did create a party with basically a different platform that appeals to an awful lot of people, and we're saying probably don't discard that platform. What's your next question?
Well, I think if we were focusing on 2021, we should have done it in 2019. And so I'm thinking off in the future. But I do want to bring it back to 2022. Do either of you like any specific tickets or any candidates running for 2022 governor?
It's really early. There are a number of good options that are going to put their name in there, but that's really going to happen over the next 6 months. Yeah. And to say we love one is probably going to be saying that, we don't love three others that come out. What do you think, Anil?
Not even focused on it. I understand what Parker's saying, and I thank him for the comment there. In one sense, we do have to prepare, but I think what we need to do is focus on the local elections. We need, see what happens here in an odd year election, if you have momentum, and kudos to the Democrats for understanding this years ago. The odd year elections, if you win, are the momentums into your even year elections. That's what happens here. You just cannot show up as a Republican in an even year and say, oh, we're going to get your votes, and show up at someone's door like a month or two and say, I need your vote. They could care less about you. But if you win the odd year elections, you got now excitement and momentum. You have a grassroots volunteers that can help you move into the even year.
Yeah, and Anil, don't you think Parker makes a good point, though?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thinking about 2021, we probably should have started in 2019. I think a number of leaders did, but that's going on behind the scenes. But don't you think Parker makes a good point with that?
I want to respectfully disagree with that point.
Okay.
Odd year elections are a little bit different. It's not pre-planning. The more you can pre-plan, it's great. But anyone can jump in. There's a lot of appointments that happen in city councils and school boards. You get involved in the appointment process. In Westminster, the Emerge group here, the leftist group that are putting on, you know, women and others that say they're for
socialism
and all this stuff. They're straight up, what do you call it, on the left side, hard. But they were very smart. They got in through the appointment process of the city councils. We have to be always vigilant. We can't look too far away. We can turn things today.
Hey, Parker, let me ask you a question. Do you kind of just want Trump to go away as a topic? Do you think that'll make it easier for Republicans to compete? I'm just kind of wondering, what is motivating your questions? They're good questions, by the way. I really like
them. The establishment is not going to let Trump win. I would love for Trump to win, and I know it's not over. We have to go back to the local legislators in each state that was up for competition with the questionable ballot stuffing. But I'm more interested in talking about 2022. You know, maybe Corey could go for Ken Buck's seat. Maybe Mike Kaufman and Cynthia Kaufman could go for governor.
Okay. Mike Kaufman or Cynthia Kaufman? Well, I'm going to be honest, Parker. I think Mike Kaufman is simply not beloved right now by Republicans enough to compete. And I would say the same is probably true of Cynthia. Nothing against them, but the way Mike Kaufman has handled the entire COVID thing has been, he has embraced Polis so much that I think it would be really hard for him to, you know, differentiate himself away from his opponent in that contest. What do you think, Anil?
I fully agree. I think, I think what's happening here is we're always looking in the past to look for leaders for the future, and it hasn't worked out for us. We said Stapleton was going to win us the governor's seat, and I knew in April 2018 he was going to get us blown out. And I was a sitting chairman of a county, and I remember that day at the state convention, I didn't go because I had a choice. I could coach my kids in basketball or go to the state convention. And I decided to go coach my kids in basketball, and I still worked hard for the party, tried to get the Republican over the top, but that candidate blew all of our candidates out of the water. So we have to stop looking in the past and figure out who in the future can help us. And again, names and money and all this stuff, it has killed us here in Colorado. People do not trust the Republican Party. The Republican Party has no clue on where it's trying to go. And until we come back with courageous people standing for the Constitution and our platform, we will not win in this state.
I do think Parker makes an interesting comment, though, of Cory Gardner running for Buck's seat. Because Gardner is very, very well known up there and very popular in that area. Good comment, Parker. Do you have anything else?
Anil, would you have any interest in running for governor?
Honestly, Parker, right now my interest is just taking care of my family and helping out where I can. I pray about certain things when it comes to politics and all these issues, and I'll leave it in the good Lord's hands, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. But thank you so much. I'm honored that you asked that question.
Awesome. Hey, Parker.
I appreciate the call. Thank you for the time, Andy and Anil. You guys have a good rest of the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, Parker. Great as always. Okay, Anil, when we come back from break, I want you to give your vision for the Republican Party in Colorado going forward, what you think it should be. Sound fair?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Until then, Michael Bailey Law. You know, Anil, we always put things off, don't we? Especially writing our will. That's not something we get to.
I'm guilty of it.
We're guilty of it. We're busy. We're distracted. There always seems to be a more pressing issue. But if you call Michael Bailey, he'll give you something you'll enjoy the rest of your life. Peace of mind. It just feels good to handle all the details for loved ones, and Michael helps you do it right for those you love. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com. Peace of mind. Don't put it off.
I am the ghost of legal past. I am largely irrelevant because I no longer include all of your assets. But unless you lay me to rest, I will haunt you and your heirs from beyond the grave.
KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, spends a majority of his time talking about death and dying. So he figures he may as well have a sense of humor about it. Make sure your estate plan reflects your present, not your past. Visit klzradio.com/estate for a free consultation.
A good shop. You know, a car accident can bring on panic, so replace that panic with this phone number, 720-541-7697. At a good shop, a real, live, caring person answers the phone every time. and they'll help you with your insurance claim while handling all your auto body work in-house. That means you get it back sooner. You can fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/collision, but don't forget that number. You're going to need it, 720-541-7697. You've had a bad accident? You need a good shop.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Enchanted Kitchens, let's face it, eating out, it isn't much fun these days, but eating at home isn't fun. If you don't love your kitchen, you can fix that. Go to klzradio.com, look up kitchens, and set up a free consultation with Enchanted Kitchens. It's that easy, and they're that good at what they do. You're going to love it. Again, klzradio.com/kitchens, or call Enchanted Kitchens at 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today. Introducing Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms, Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KLZ. A family-owned, family-friendly shooting range in Franktown, Colorado. Franktown Firearms offers practical, defensive training, as well as an impressive selection of firearms at the lowest tax rate, so you can develop confidence with your firearm. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. So they equip you to keep yourself and your family safe in a welcoming atmosphere. Listen to Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KLZ. God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And with me right now is Anil Mathai. And Anil, you know, it's already bad enough that I dragged you out of your car, you know, and made you co-host this show for an hour. But now I'm going to do something much worse to you.
Okay.
For the next 5 minutes, I'm going to make you the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party.
Okay.
I'm doing this to you.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry. This would quantify as abuse in many states.
Yeah,
so what would you do with the party going forward?
First of all, I would return the party back to our platform, our conservative platform, our principles. Without principles, we can't move forward.
It hasn't changed, by the way. The platform looks the same.
They're exactly correct. There's nothing has changed. But what has happened is, under previous leadership and across counties and states and through elected officials, we have walked away from those principles that make our country great. And so we need to return back to that. If I had the opportunity also, I would overturn open primary here in Colorado. Sue, so that Republicans, I want everyone involved in our party, everyone, through our platform, through our principles. It doesn't matter what you like or don't like, but all of us united, we need to overturn our open primary. I put a motion down at the State Central Committee a couple years ago, and 2/3 of the State Central Committee rejected my motion to overturn the primary.
Hey, really quick, let me back you up on this. You know, our candidates that we put forth are our product that we are selling to the public.
Yes.
Well, how would you like, if you ran McDonald's, how would you like Wendy's and Subway and Burger King, you know, weighing in on what products you can sell to the public?
Yes, yes.
We're Republicans. Republicans should choose Republican candidates.
That's correct. That's correct. It's all part of the Constitution. It's our freedom of association or the First Amendment. So we should have the right. We're a private organization until we get to the general election. But I would sue and overturn open primaries. And I want people to register as Republicans and get involved and look at our Constitution and look at the U.S. Constitution, look at our platform and make our party stronger. So I think we can do that.
Okay.
Also, we need to sue, and I give credit to George Athanasopoulos for this, for educating me on this. We need to sue and overturn the campaign finance limits that we have here. It's restricting our candidates from raising more money so their message can get out, which should be consistent with our platform. So that's part of it. We have to structurally, as a party, sue and overturn open primaries, sue and overturn the campaign finance limits on us.
Okay, let me throw a curveball at
you. Yeah, of course, go for it. Yeah.
Voter rolls.
Uh-huh. Voter rolls are extremely important. We need to make sure that the voter rolls are accurate. We don't need to be like other states or other cities like Chicago or Philadelphia where dead people vote. It's just unbelievable. I don't understand why it's complicated. It's not a complicated issue. We need voter ID. We need to make sure. I want people to return back to voting on a Tuesday in person. And if you have sicknesses or issues, and then we can fill out the absentee ballots. That's the perfect system.
Okay, you got 2.5 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do to unite this party, though?
The uniting the party is very simple. I will focus on our principles. We need to focus on our platform. See, what happens is within Christianity, you're united through the Word of God,
right,
the Bible. Within Republicanism, you're united through our platform. As Americans, we're united to our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence.
Well, we were.
Well, the thing is, that's how we will. I know the word, but we can get back to it if we educate people. One of the fundamental problems here in Colorado is we're not educated anymore as a Republican Party. We just swing whichever way. We just had a primary where some people were R's behind their name, and they took out conservatives who put things into place in action. So we need to educate. We need to get involved at the local elections. I'm telling you, that's more important than anything else. I want people to run for city council, for mayor's races, for school boards. Extremely important. The school boards influence our next generation. Right now, what we have said to our next generation nationally is we're $27 trillion in debt. They can't afford anything. And we are setting our children and grandchildren up for utter destruction. It is time for people to stand up.
Yeah, and by the way, when you talk about the debt and things like that, and that kind of message really sells to a blue state even, because you got a lot of young voters, and these young voters are starting to realize, my gosh, I have to pay the national debt, not the old guys.
That's correct. And this isn't about Republicans or Democrats or anything. This is about Americans. This is about Coloradans. We can do a great job if we just lead based on our principles. I mean, I believe if I was running for governor, I believe this state can turn around easily. Don't live past your means. Each one of us has a budget. I can't spend $100 if I only have $50 in my checking account. That's number one, okay? Fight for our kids. Let's get parents involved in their educating their kids. It's their kids, not the government's kids.
Well, let me ask you this to close.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that what Polis and a lot of these mayors has done has made it easier to bring a message of, we are the Republican Party, we want you to live your life again?
Of course, yeah. And Reagan said it very clearly, we are going to live by being bold and with those pastel colors, right?
Yeah.
We cannot just say, well, you know, we submit as cowards to whatever the evil dictators and others are doing. We need to stand, and this is the perfect time to stand. And we start at the local level, and we focus on 2021 and 2022. But we need people with a strong steel spine, and we can do this.
Anil Mathai, you have survived.
Thank you.
Hour in the hot seat. Thank you so much. I love your vision for the Republican Party going forward. Basically, come back to our platform, come back to our principles, and then sell those rather than ignoring them and hoping people will just come our way.
It will win all the time. Principles win.
Fantastic, sir. Thanks, and we'll bring you back, all right?
No worries. Thank you.
You bet. That'll do it for hour number one. Folks, if you missed the first hour, it will replay at 6 p.m. In the next hour, Richard Rush and Walt McLean join me for Rebellion Movies. Are you in for some rebellion? I am right now. Until then, keep it tuned right here for Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.